And tell you what, it's been momentous, hasn't it? So here's a update. We will have a live streaming of the debate on Sunday night with General Shaw and R.C. Collins. We figured out what the fuck went wrong with our streaming, and guess what it was? It was kind of chicken shit, and I sort of blame DocCast, which is the company that provides us with the bandwidth. We used to stream live every day, as some of you may remember. We used to, every single day, our show went out live on our website, on TuneIn, everywhere where you could, you know, go live. Now, at some point, we decided, well, that's kind of bullshit, because not a lot of people are accessing the show live. People just listen to it when they want to. They listen to it on demand, because it was available on demand. So we then stopped live streaming. And when we stopped live streaming, we went to DocCast and said, we don't need all the bandwidth. We're not going to be live streaming anymore. And so they dropped the price. And as it turned out, it wasn't that much. I don't know what we were worried about. It's like $19 a month now. And at the time, it was probably $30. So they dropped the bandwidth and the price. So we went along merrily until the what I called the midsummer upheaval of this year, of the summer of 2016. And we began to do some live streaming events to sort of get the audience, you know, excited or back with us. We live streamed the show a couple times. We live streamed the first debate, and we're going to live stream this debate. We wanted to live stream the last debate. Well, come to find out, when we went to hit the stream last week, the bandwidth we had exceeded. So with that little bump in live streaming from the beginning of August to now, that exceeded the bandwidth, and hence, instead of just rolling it over and charging us, like one might if you use too many minutes on your phone or whatever, they went ahead and just pulled the fucking plug on our ass. So we had to get on the phone with them. And it was a matter of 24 hours trying to figure out what the fuck happened. We did all of this technical testing, and it just came down to them, you know, yanking it and cranking it. So that is, you know what I mean? You know, I was thinking in a hurricane, what do you do with your car, man? I mean, it's not going to pick your fucking car up. It'd have to be a goddamn tornado to pick your car up and blow it away, wouldn't it? Of course it would. I've been in tropical storm. I have never been in a hurricane, never experienced a hurricane. Obviously, when I lived in Miami, I heard all kinds of stories about Hurricane Andrew, which happened in 92, and that was brutal. This storm seems to be skirting the edge of the state of Florida, and so it's not hitting, it's not making direct landfall. Hold on for a minute, man. It looks like it's powering right up. It's rolling right by, and this, of course, is pre-recorded, so by the time you see this, it'll be far different, but you can see right there kind of skirting the edge of Miami. In 92, Andrew just bang, it came right ashore at Homestead, and it was brutal. It was fucking brutal, from what I understand. This is 8:49, so this is 6:49, yeah. What? Oh, 5:49, yeah. 5:49 exactly, that's the time right here in the West Coast, 5:49 p.m. And you can see they've got rain, and that's Jacksonville, so that's not Miami. So obviously Jacksonville is a fur piece north of where you see these storms going. That's where that's at, Jack. That's the fact, Jack. 130 mile an hour. Yeah, that's a Category 4. That's a motherfucker. To give you an idea, a tropical storm is like 40 to 50 to 60 miles an hour. That's a lot of wind. And believe me, you feel it, man. And you're in a storm. You're in a goddamn storm. But a hurricane of 130 mile an hour winds is beyond motherfucking belief. I can well imagine. One of the things you shouldn't do is go outside. That probably goes without saying. Some people do. And it isn't because the wind will pick you up and blow you away. It's because there's debris flying through the air. And all you need to be is standing there when a piece of glass that just happened to come loose from a possible abandoned building, or just maybe it was laying in the gutter, or it was just... And it comes sailing through the air, and goodbye, head. Goodbye, head. Hello, the pearly gates. Ding, 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 ding. You know, all you need to do is be standing there when a pipe or a fucking God knows what, you know. But hey, who am I to tell anybody to do anything, you know? Mayor Lenny Curry of Jacksonville. There's the mayor, and he is letting the people know. Some nice serious cribs here in Jacksonville. Well, people are home. The home fires are burning. You know, TVs are on. There's a fire in the hearth and a lump in your shorts, and you're ready to rock and roll. What's the worry? But like I say, this thing is, as we're recording this now, you know, tomorrow when you are watching or listening or doing whatever you're doing, you're going to be, nah, Phil, you got it all wrong, man, because what happened was it turned left right into Miami. And it could do that. By the time you listen to this tomorrow, as I say, Friday, it may have made that big left turn and cut a swath across the state, winding up in the Gulf, which is good and bad. The good news is I guess there isn't any good news, because it could turn back around and go back right over Florida again. Hurricanes do all kinds of shit, man. You can't fucking, for love or money, you don't know what it's going to do. And the other bad news is that it stays out over the Gulf of Mexico, and then it gets even more powerful sitting over that warm water, and now it's headed to what? Mexico, to, you know, once again, Louisiana, Mississippi, Texas, Panhandle. So it's a bitch, Jim. It ain't no fun at all. I don't know whether I take an earthquake or not. Is that my cat? Every now and again, I feel like this fluff of fur going across my leg or something, and I look down, it's thunder reminding me that she exists. You know, just like, you know, I'm here. And I don't know, what are you doing? I'm doing a radio show. Well, okay, that's great. You do whatever you need to do, but I, me. See? I'm here. That's food. That's, you know, playing with me and stuff, and, you know, more food and other stuff, and then more food. You know, you know the drill, man. One thing I got to do is I got to just, what is this? This is potentially disastrous impact. Hold on for just a second here, folks. You can listen to that shit anytime you want. It's rock or bust. So, yeah. This shit is no good, man. No damn good. Remember at Google? Closing in on Florida. Well, like I said, this is a pre-recorded. You'll know better than I. Ye of the future, ye of Friday. Listening, I'm recording this on Thursday night. You will know. There's Coconut Grove. One of my favorite parts to go out, hang out in Miami. All right, here's the good news. We're going to have, as you know, we're going to have live streaming of the debate. Live streaming of the debate on Sunday night. I just explained all that bullshit. Ryan finally hugs Trump. Hurricane Matthew, now a Category 4 storm, forces evacuation approaches Florida. I don't know, man. I see what we're going to deal with here. Backpage.com charged with pimping in California. What the fuck is Backpage.com? Online classified portal, Backpage.com, and two of the companies controlling shareholders are charged on, hello, what's this? Oh, we got your print, yeah. So today we're going to do As You Like to Hear Them, Sean Hannity, and Megyn Kelly. Sean Hannity, though. What am I doing, man? Uh-oh. Get out of here. This is USA Today. Go suck a fat man's ass, okay? So As You Like to Hear Them today with our good buddy, Sean Hannity. I don't know what this is. Which runs out of Dallas. Amsterdam was arrested arriving in Houston from a flight in Netherlands. Texas attorney Ken Paxton in California said that a three-year-long joint investigation revealed adult and child sex trafficking victims were forced into prostitution through escort ads that appear on the website, and that Farah and stockholders Michael Lacey and James Larkin made millions of dollars from illegal sex trade. Farah faces charges of pimping a minor, pimping, and conspiracy to commit pimping. Christ on a fucking crutch. What a fucking douchebag that guy is, huh? You'll be kidding me, man. Teen befriended gunman and sergeant's killing to keep him calm after he burst into home. New Jersey train was going twice the speed limit before it crashed. Giuliani's daughter is for Clinton. Figures. I say it figures because generally the, I better not say. Motorcycle bomb near Istanbul police station. Wounds at least 10. Military Israel shells Gaza. European Union launches beefed up border agency. 16-year-old boy killed by LAPD called 911 before the shooting and left a farewell note. Six soldiers, two civilians charged in theft of army equipment. Officer acquitted in shooting death of mentally ill man. Why this white pastor is not saying all lives matter. A white pastor in New York has been swept up in a race debate following a proclamation that he would not say all lives matter. The mantra, he said, does not address an essential issue. He's right. He's fucking all lives matter means white lives matter first. That's what it means, because no motherfucker that says all lives matter gives that much of a shit about black lives. Doesn't like black lives. All lives matter. Ugh. Let's see here, man. Look at those fucking waves. I don't know. This is all fucking B-roll file tape shit. You keep rolling the same tape over and over again. Kim K is in Los Angeles for the first time since Paris robbery. You know, no comment on that. I read a story where they think it might be phony. I'm not saying it is. I'm saying I read a story where, quote unquote, they, meaning police sources say police, may think it's phony. The Cure drummer Lowell Tolhurst releases autobiography Cure, The Tale of Two Imaginary Boys. NBA union optimistic on the new CBA. Skip the Blue Jays, Smash Rangers, and blowout. Hey, Toronto, Texas, Spain couldn't put Italy away. Roster moves, how the Mets. Humans can live to be 115 years old. Jesus Christ, who wants that shit? Who the fuck wants that, man? 115 motherfucking years for what? No thanks. I mean, I ain't saying I want to die, but there is a reasonable print. Yeah. You know, reasonable, don't you think it's reasonable to think enough's enough, man? Jesus Christ, now what? We got a polio-like disease on the rise in the United States. What? Acute? It's very scary for people because it's a polio-like illness and it can show up otherwise in healthy children. Has a starting similarity to polio and its target of the nervous system and spinal cord and symptoms of limb weakness, paralysis, and respiratory failure. We've been talking about this for a couple of years now. We first noticed it 2 years ago. The speculation that such is the cause of the virus are very common and cause mild illness. Ailments can range from common cold symptoms, going to stronger effects on younger immune system. According to a report by CDC, cases reported across 34 states following year, 21 cases reported. Some have completely recovered, many did not. As for the severity of paralysis, some have completely recovered. Millstone advises concerned parents to implement general good health practices. I love how they get around to, you know, the severity and how long it lasts. And Reed School's Trump in Nevada pronunciation, Asian American experience in America. The cast of Empire endorses Clinton. Who's rigging the debate? Samantha Bee gets to the bottom of Donald Trump's election watchers. Unreal. Unreal. What an outrageous piece of shit. The debate's rigged. Irresponsible? There's no responsibility there. He doesn't care if he inspires violence in people, because Donald Trump will be served. Not America, not the American people. Donald fucking Trump will be served. Along with this shit, this fucking Hillary Clinton's just as bad. On her worst fucking day, she's not as bad as this guy. Benghazi? 13 fucking Benghazis under... Let me tell you something. Attacks on fucking embassies have happened. Americans have died. And not just in one administration like President Bush, in many. It's one thing to have something like happen. It's a disaster. It's a total disaster, and it's a tragedy. It's another thing to strip it for all of its propaganda purpose, like these motherfucker GOPers are doing. I don't give a fuck. All they're doing is stripping that thing down. They are just absolutely stripping it for every bit of propaganda that they can use. And then at the end of the day, they get elected. They're going to forget so fast about fucking Benghazi. You watch. If Trump gets elected, they won't fucking... They've never heard of Benghazi. They could give a fuck. That's a promise, man. God. All right, what do we got here, man? 21? Right on, man. What am I looking for? I'm looking for the... My Michael Chitwood, chief of Daytona Beach Police. Look at this guy. I'd like to see him staring in the window. Want to get some ID ready? I don't know, man. What's that? What I want to do here is get the explosion. Testing. Dr. Ron Turner. I don't know. Every time somebody on the show calls Governor Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani, I don't know why it makes me laugh, but it does. And Giuliani, Phil, I don't understand the implications.
Well, Phil, it's mostly.
Well, Phil, it's mostly. I think a lot of. I think it's a lot of people who just as soon they would just as soon see you die. They wouldn't care if you. Well, Phil, I don't think they'd care if you lived or died. I don't think they'd care. I don't think they'd give a fuck if you lived or died. Now, how does that feel? How does that feel? You know what I mean? So, you know.
Button up your overcoat. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me. Button up your overcoat. Do-do-do-do-do. Take, that's an old song. You belong to me. Oh, you know, Margaret should sing that. I said it and so. Oh, you fucking whore. I said it and so. It isn't so. Oh, said. And oh, man. Y'all ready? Y'all know what it is. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. All right. Turn off this. Ding, ding, ding. Ring a ding, ding. It's time. I'm good to go.